CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by
Zach 100 on Are You Serious Bro? Satellite Radio.
My hair's not buzzed, it's all because this is how we woo it. Long Island does it like nobody does. This is how we woo it. To all my broskies, say no to hoskies. This is how we woo it. If you mess with me, you'll get a Zach attack. This is how we woo it. Been spending all our lives living in the broskies paradise. Orange shades to cover our eyes, living in the broskies paradise. Tell me why WWE is so blind to see that the one to push is Long Island Icy. Rider Rock is in the house tonight. We get the party started on the L.I. And we sip in a Bud Light Limes. We just want to see you pump that.
Every day I'm muscling.
Weird Al had the wrong wrestler at his little tryout that hit my interwebs the other day.
Can I get a whoop whoop? You know it.
Oi.
Oi.
So let's just change the radio station on this dial. Let's come back to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and tonight I've got a few of the usual suspects. First, the man who subjected us to this Weird Al nonsense, Mr. Jim Williams.
Now, hey, I know he's an acquired taste, but I find that Long Island Icy Jack Swagger is one heck of a singer. Oh, wait a minute. Oops. Guess I've been horsing around again. Well, sorry.
Oh, okay, boo.
Yeah,
shame
I
on
know.
You, sir. Shame on you, sir. And somebody who actually knows what he is making all the jokes about, somebody who heard it live, Mr. Jason Block.
Oh, yes, I did, and I actually, we will get to that, and believe me, this is not the first time this happened this year, actually. Lillian's a little rusty. We'll get to that.
And finally, our number four, who is probably completely clueless to what exactly we're talking about, Mr. Brian Henniger.
Hit him with the folding chair.
Which is How apparently is an international object, according to Brian. Yes.
Yes, the international object, which the fans of WCW remember back in the day, they were so politically correct that they were banned from saying the actual phrase foreign object, so they had to use international object.
And the person who is recording this for posterity and future ransom money, Mr. Carl Chenier.
Well, I've got to say this about Lillian. At least she wasn't a UNC fan tonight.
Oh,
a little tough.
You talk about sweating bullets. Good Lord.
Burn. Yeah.
So that's sweating artillery shells.
Yeah, put it to you this way. President Obama's bracket almost went boom. It was so bad.
He has that kind of show.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm going to start with a rather scary incident this past Monday afternoon, and something that kind of disturbed my birthday festivities. However, I have the complete story of what exactly happened. Mm-hmm. As this was out in Philadelphia, but apparently The Rock took a page out of the New Orleans Saints playbook and threw $50,000 at Michael Vick to go replace the driver of a Mack truck that was supposed to hit John Cena's SUV. However, as Michael Vick was barreling down upon the vehicle, he saw that there was a Civic nearby with a dog in it. So he swerved.
Eastbound and down, blowing him up and drugging.
He hits the Civic and he barely touches the SUV. Unfortunately, they were all sliding out of control. John Cena, the cool-headed man that he was, leaped out of his vehicle, tore off his suit.
Gag me with a spoon, please.
And it also contained nuns, kittens, and Jennifer Love Hewitt. What a man.
Wow.
Maybe I should have taken off this week. Good Lord. Wow. No, but the incident happening in Philadelphia, like you're mentioning, the accident. And again, you mentioned Michael Vick. This is why you can't trust him with anything. I mean, you can't trust him with anything that has four of anything. Legs, wheels.
Oh, wow.
So
no, but he, okay.
Let's be serious for a moment.
This is what actually happened. John Cena was doing a radio interview for CBS Radio when his SUV was tapped on the Mack truck hit the Civic, which hit the SUV. Mm-hmm. And literally, when we first heard about this, I heard Vince McMahon's sphincter tighten to the point where he could bounce a half dollar off of it. Because his WrestleMania 28 main event guy almost got hurt. But he was fine and competed in Raw without any issue.
And sadly, there were no jokes on television, but I heard some pretty good – I found some pretty good ones on Twitter, among them from a friend of mine from another message board saying, how about that? John Cena no-sold a car accident.
Ah!
Joey Styles said that he no-sold the Civic and gave it an AA for the pin. I believe
oh my
that was
God.
Yeah.
And since you're here, Brian, here's the joke for you. If he didn't do the AA on the Civic, he suplexed the Mack truck, a la Saban from Final Fantasy III, suplexing the damn train.
Or if you want to go even older school, Hagar pile driving a shark.
Oh, vintage.
Yes. So needless to say, after a lot of people in WWE stopped sweating and realized that John Cena cannot be injured in such a simple manner, that things would be back to pretty much status quo. Oh, so let's see. And surprisingly, Cena and Rock really weren't as much the focus of Raw this week, or at least not in my notes.
No.
Actually, one of the big things was the continued hostilities with Jericho and CM Punk.
Oh dear God, that was beautiful.
And the fact that CM Punk brought up the issue of the monster that he might have to unleash on Mr. Jericho.
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I called it! Woo!
Sorry, we talked about this on last week's show, that as soon as Jericho had brought up the whole thing about Punk's father, the internet propagated with a Ring of Honor promo from 2003 of CM Punk just essentially blowing up and screaming at Raven about it. He took this promo, turned it down about two or three notches, made it a little more PG, well, almost PG, until Jericho decided to keep poking the WWE champ with a stick.
Well, what a swerve it was. I mean, he's out in the Stanford studio with a sincere apology. He will never talk about his father again. But your sister, on the other hand, oh.
And the audience went ballistically beautiful. I mean, what was the word you said? Playing them like the Stradivariuses that they are, Nikki? Was that the word you said?
Well, it's just, you know. No, I told him he was playing them like a cheap ukulele because it was so easy.
Tiny Tim is offended in hell, but that's okay.
And actually, now to be fair, I didn't even know that. I mean, sincerely, I didn't know he had a sister that had substance abuse problems.
I don't know if that's true or not. We don't know.
Good point. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, remember, folks.
Yeah. Which, now this, of course, does raise the $64 question. What did CM Punk say that would get him silent bleeped?
I actually read his lips, you see. He said, and I quote, your words, he said, you're full of bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Nikki. Exactly. Oh, yes.
But I think he meant it more more like this, though. Damn it.
This is bullshit!
So much goddamn injustice, I've had it up to here. We know, Bray.
What was that? Who said that one?
That was Bret Hart.
Yeah.
And that one actually got through. That's why we have 7-second delay now.
Exactly. Thanks, Bret.
But there was I would like to know what else he said. He got bleeped another time, but his back was to the camera, so I'm sure it was something very similar.
Right.
But he still sold it wonderfully. Like, I can't believe that this kind of dirty laundry is getting aired on me. And it's, Punk, having Jericho playing around in his head.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Jericho, I'd be investing in a really good health insurance plan.
Yeah, well, I think he's got that in place, I would hope.
Oh, yeah. He's not terribly worried about getting his head kicked off.
He's from Manitoba. He's got Canadian health care. Never mind. Don't want to go there.
So, in other words, he's going to get his freaking head kicked in.
Wait a minute. We got the wrong wrestler here.
Yes.
Well,
yes, Nikki, you'll have that effect for next week. I found my source, just to let you know.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, we've got that going. Is there any? Oh, yes. That was the other thing I wanted to talk about. Well, there's two other things I wanted to talk about on Raw. They did a little preview video for the coming of Lord Tensai, which if I didn't have any internets, I still wouldn't know who the hell that was. They did such a good job with this video package. But it seems that they want us to forget about the hip hop hippo. They want us to forget about Prince Albert.
And they want us to forget about Shave Your Back.
I guarantee you within a month there will be a Shave Your Back chant at one show that he works. I will put some money on that. Also, actually, the next part of this, we have to go back a day.
Ah, yes! Let's go back into the Wayback Machine, shall we?
Yes. Tell us about Sunday, Jason.
Yes. I had the pleasure of seeing a WWE house show with the new live set, which I posted my pictures on my Facebook page. But I sent some choice pictures to our beloved host. By the way, is that enough tribute for this week, just to let you know? I'm just asking.
Oh, what do you mean?
The pictures I sent you, was that enough tribute?
Yes, but you still owe me a birthday present.
Oh, that's come. Okay.
Oh, boy.
You know? Anyway.
You can't win for losing, you know?
No, okay. But here's the deal. One of the co-main events was a six-man tag with Randy Orton, CM Punk, and the Evil Doc, Triple H, in his first wrestling appearance in God knows how long. Versus Dolph Ziggler, Cody Rhodes, and Chris Jericho. Now, fast forward to the end of the match. Triple H hits a pedigree on Ziggler. He did it the first time. Trust me on this one. I'm getting there. He's going to go. He goes for a second one, but says, no. He does the throat slash motion, where the audience goes a collective, oh shit, picks him up, picks Ziggler up, and tombstones his ass. 1, 2, 3 for the fed.
Now.
And when I told Nikki this, she said, and I quote, that will, and I said there were cameras here, she said, that will be on Raw Monday night. And you could play said for sound effect again, please, because
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I called it.
Yeah. Psychic friend.
Woo! Because, Nikki?
Because that's exactly what they did. And that was a little prelude to the wonderful three-man confrontation between the Evil Doc, Shawn Michaels, and the Undertaker, who, by the way, the Dead Man surprisingly did not call Hunter out on that tombstone. He had a few other things on his mind, like how, you know, he was going to murder anybody that was going to give him crap about the fact that he got the date wrong for WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah, by the the rumor is no one gave him shit for it, which is good. Because they can give him shit for the newest pick that's now out about Bold Undertaker, by the way. Have you seen that yet, Nikki?
Oh yeah.
I have not.
Neither have I. Hit me up with that.
Sure. Keep talking, Nikki. I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so there was a bit of discussion back and forth between them, you know, Triple H mentioning how Hell in a Cell is the one connection between him and the Undertaker, the fact that these two have been in almost all of the Hell in a Cells that have happened over the years, and the fact that they have not faced each other one-on-one in the cell. Michaels is enjoying the fact that sometimes the spotlight kind of swings over to him when they start talking about this match. And he's made the comment he liked the idea of having the end of an entire era in the palm of his hand. Brian, I think his ego is showing.
Just a smidge. But here's the thing about the Undertaker, I mean, about Hell in a Cell. Another connection, isn't this the match that for 4.5 years ended Shawn Michaels' career?
No, it was a casket match, actually.
It was a casket match at Royal Rumble 1998, if I remember correctly.
You're right. Bill Simmons wrote a good article about that. There's a story that he wrote about the Undertaker's career on Grantland, and he said that he saw Shawn Michaels being taken in the back, and the only thought he had in his mind was he kept asking, "My God, was it worth it?"
But yes. Yeah. Shawn Michaels is getting a little bit of an ego here, but I love it.
Yeah,
and they've played
I think that we've all gotten a bit sick of the, voice of reason, conscious, you know, the ultimate conscience, Shawn Michaels. We want to see a little bit of the swagger of the Heartbreak Kid back, just a little bit.
Agreed.
And the fact that Taker decided to get in one last little dig. Just enough to make sure that we know that this isn't in the bag for Hunter by any means. So,
yes, and the line was so beautiful. Undertaker said, "Remember when I said that Shawn was better than you? He is. That's it. He is."
And nothing else had to be said, especially when you watch Shawn and that wonderful, mischievous smirk. And just, you know, just enough to go, ooh.
Yes, exactly.
A little drama, if you will, to the proceedings. A little more drama.
Just a little bit.
That's how we say it down by the river. Drama, not drama. But anyway.
Hey. Anyway, now let's see. Anything else we need?
Actually, Nikki, I have something I'd like to bring up real quick.
Sure.
Our wonderful sponsor, WrestleChat.net, where you should all be going at least 5 times a day. Sure. Have posted the people who will be doing all the inductions at the Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, I do not have this information.
Well, this came out today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it came out today, yes. Posted by the champ Jeff Peck at about 1:40 in the PM.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. Edge, as you can imagine, inducted by Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Peep Show.
The Four Horsemen will get inducted by Dusty.
Makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's just a common man. Come on.
I mean, hell, they broke his arm. It's the least they can do.
Exactly.
Mike Tyson will get inducted by Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
Oh, no. That's going to turn it into some DX nonsense real quick.
Oh yeah.
Yes, why not? Mil Mascaras will be inducted by Alberto Del Rio.
Makes sense there too. That
but
makes
you
sense.
Already know that.
You already know that.
Link.
Actually it makes sense. His father was Dos Caras, who was another great luchador. So.
Sure.
Ron Simmons will be inducted by JBL.
As expected.
Dang.
And here's the shocker. Yokozuna will get inducted by three of his distant relatives, Jimmy and Jey Uso and Rikishi.
Which I thought about that. I saw the video package on SmackDown tonight and Rikishi was interviewed about Yoko. So that's not a bad choice because we're going to need somebody to come out with the Usos because nobody's going to know who they are.
Oh, although
here's the thing that
sad
I'm
sad but true.
Yeah.
Now here's something else. I have been hearing some scuttlebutt. You know, sources have told this reporter that allegedly they've been trying to get Medusa to be the seventh and final inductee. Do you think they're going to get her in time?
It depends on how much they want to negotiate over her version of the women's title.
Because apparently they have contacted her and she wants to do it. But now that's what I've been hearing. Now I've heard different stories. Now, Nikki, real quick, is the sticking point that they want to buy back the belt that got the Mount Trashmore treatment?
Well, this has just been a running joke for me that they would put her, you know, they'll put her in the Hall of Fame if she would give the belt back. And because the other sticking point might be that she wouldn't mind getting back in the ring. And I don't know if they would be interested in putting a 45, I don't even know how old she is. She's probably older than me, which makes her ancient. She might be too old for them to put in the ring. They make an exception for Mae Young because Mae Young's a tough broad, but I don't know if they would.
She has vowed that she wants to wrestle on her 100th birthday,
and she'll do it.
And
Jerry Lawler has said that if she does, he wants to be the man to call that match.
I would
like to be there in person to see that personally.
Maybe she'll call a couple more people slots. It'll be awesome.
Yay. I know.
So, I don't know what the actual sticking point is, but you know, I'm going to make all the jokes I can about her women's title, which has more prestige than the pretty, pretty princess belt.
No, but
go ahead.
No kidding.
But if she does get in, who would you like to see induct her? I personally would like to see Trish Stratus.
Who wouldn't want to see Trish Stratus?
Right, but you know what? I think, honestly, it might be too late at this point for this year.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Wishful thinking, I guess.
And she would not be inducted as Alundra Blaze, I assume. Okay. Oh, sorry. Went there. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Alundra Blaze was her WWF name.
That's right. Hence, they would probably, well, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, why would they use her WCW name? I mean, Vince always had his little problems with WCW.
Right.
You know, they just tried to run him out of business, you know. And...
yeah, nothing big, nothing out of the ordinary. But...
so, let's see. Speaking of in and out of business, WrestleChat gave me a hell of a scare. Monday night after Raw, word had broke about Florida Championship Wrestling. First thing we heard was that it was going to be shut down. But that's not the complete story, is it, Jim?
No, it's not. Initially, what was reported was that the folks at FCW and the WWE, of course, had told the distributor of FCW, that would be Bright House Sports Network down in the state of Florida, that they had 3 weeks' worth of episodes left in the can, and then that was going to be it. Not exactly true, because the WWE in recent days recognized Twitter feeds from Florida Championship Wrestling, so yeah.
Well, the standing rumor is that it's not going to be shut down, but relocated. they're thinking about getting a similar facility constructed in Stamford.
Which makes sense. It's less expenses, really, when you get right down to it, because everything's within one, you know, one town, not necessarily one facility, but conceivably one facility.
And if I know the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, like I think I do, he wants to be able to pay attention to what these kids are doing. So we're not going to get any more of these DUI, you know, wrestlers with DUIs. We're not going to get any nonsense that's been going on. And this was a story. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get some new people on NXT. Oh, wait a minute.
Stop that.
Oh, God. God, that...
the joke that keeps on going. Anyway.
So at this point, this might turn out to be a basic thing for... this might be a starting point for spring cleaning. If there's people that won't be able to relocate. Although, unlike TNA... WWE would probably pay their moving expenses.
Ah.
Oh, nice but true. Nice but true.
You can't, hey, it ain't fun. Hey, you can't deny it if it ain't true.
Exactly. Nope. I just, you know, there it's not fair to, you know, just tell these guys, yeah, you gotta come up to Stamford. If you can't pack your shit and come up here, sorry, then you're fired. No, WWE does not work that way.
No, I mean, say what you want about the company, and we could spend, you know, a month criticizing them, but in times like that, they are pretty stand up about it.
The other thing that might go with this, and this is where I've got to send out a public apology. When FCW was first established, one of the people I was pointing fingers at for how horrible it was down there was Steve Cairn. Looks like who I should have been pointing at is the now very unemployed Ty Bailey.
Ah.
I think there's a connection here because Ty Bailey was part of the talent relations that was what turned FCW into a Randy Orton clone farm.
Baby oil!
Oh,
where's
God.
Jesus?
He's backing up quarterback for New York. No, I'm sorry.
Jesus in the Wildcat. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So
leper in the backfield.
Thank you very much.
Damn it. Yes, that was a facepalm.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So with Ty Bailey out the door, maybe we'll actually get some variety going on in FCW. We might actually get to see some characters. We might actually get to see some variation in designs when it comes to the different types of talent. We'll get, you know, we've got some veterans down. We've still got veterans there in Seth Rollins and Chris Hero and Moxley. And, of course, all of their homegrown talent that they're still playing with and trying to figure out what they're going to do with them. We'll see how many of them do make it up to TV, and we'll see how much the process improves. This isn't something that's going to fix the system overnight, but I think 3-5 years from now we're going to have a hell of a setup, and they're going to have their machine very well oiled, not baby oiled.
Right, right. Please don't hit the sound again. As of the interim, though, the website for FCW says they're going to continue to hold events. Even a couple of TV tapings in their Tampa school Thursday nights through the end of May. So they're staying put for now. We'll see where we go from there.
That's just a matter that if they're going to relocate to Stamford, they're going to have to get a new facility constructed.
It's going to take time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's something else that you can't build overnight. Even though a ring setup only takes an hour, if they're actually going to do TV recordings, you know, if they're going to make it a mini league that they're going to televise, there's a whole bunch of promotional stuff that they got to get started on. So we're just in the early stages of this. We'll get to see more of that as it develops. Now, let's see. I don't have much in the way of a developing story, but I'm I'm going to have to put Jason up front again. Jason, you want to talk to us about SmackDown?
Yeah. First of all, SmackDown is a show. First of all, NXT. Oh, God. Some of those acting is, I mean, there is just some bad actors there. There's just some bad gimmicks. But the less said about that, the better. Okay. During the Jack Swagger, Zack Ryder match, after Zack Ryder was admitted to Team Teddy, Jack Swagger comes out first. And then to the live crowd, she announces Zack Ryder as, and I quote, from Long Island, New York, Long Island IZ, Jack Swagger.
Oof.
Whoa! Yeah, exactly. Yes. But now, tonight on air, they edited it out. They basically did a re-thing in post. What?
I was just saying, the wild line, like Chimmel used to do back in the day.
Yes.
Before you continue, it was a little more seamless than some of the ones they've done in the past.
Yes, it was. It really was seamless. It was very good.
Okay. I'm getting flashbacks to Howie Mandel during the first episodes of Deal or No Deal, where the audio qualities fluctuated wildly.
Yes.
This was on par.
No. It wasn't that bad.
No, well, what they did is they probably made her take it from the top from the very beginning, so it sounded natural and everything.
Yes, and what happened was is that it was the third time in recent weeks, according to WrestleChat, where they had to cover for her bubbling and ring induction. At the February 14th show, she botched her introduction with Jay and Jimmy Uso, and they recorded a voiceover. And during the following week's live show, she only introduced interim general manager and executive vice president of talent relations, John Laurinaitis, as general manager of Monday Night Raw and interim talent relations, Mr. John Laurinaitis. And
that's more than you deserved, anyway.
Yes, I Cole berated her on air and all that sort of stuff. However, oh boy, there was an actual double live rib after that show. Okay. The dark main was Kane versus John Cena in a steel cage match. So what happens is that John Cena's music comes out and he's accompanied by Zack Ryder and Tony Chimmel. Okay. And what
this
happened?
Brilliant, I gotta say.
Yeah, it was great. So what happened was is that John Cena says, wait a minute. He says, there's only one New York-based wrestler here in the Fed representing New York, representing New Jersey, representing Long Island, and you call him Jack Swagger? Let me have somebody who's a professional do this.
Then why do you bring Chimmel?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay. So Chimmel starts it, and in the from Long Island, New York, his mic cuts out. Cena hits the mic and goes, it's working, and then Chimmel goes, those audio guys back there are paid way too much. So that goes on for about four times, and Cena says, you know what? Why don't we do it this way? He says, it's wired. The mic's wireless. Why don't you come closer to the end of the cage? Come on, walk this way. He boots Chimmel out of the cage and does the introduction on his own. So, yes, there was a rib, a double rib.
At the end of the day, this was the topper of this rib was that the rib was probably entirely for Zach. If you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just messed up. That sounds like something they would do at a house show.
Oh, look, it's the head pony master. I mean, wait a minute.
May I have your attention, please? I have just received an email from the anonymous general manager on my 3Com Audrey.
What? The what?
Look it up.
I'm Googling.
Like this. No, I have the link right here. Check the tag. Check the window.
Check the winder. Oh, my God. Somebody call the police on him and hit him with a
You know what? I know of this.
Oh, my God.
I think we're getting off topic here.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Applejack. What the fuck?
We will convert you, Williams. The longer you fight, the greater the joy of victory.
And this is why 3Com Park became Candlestick Park again. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. What does the GM have to say?
We wait with bated breath.
And I quote. I am thankful that you guys have paid just as much attention of Shane Douglas trying to crash Raw as the WWE did.
Man, he looks...
Yes, which is
bad. Ooh.
So this is the sort of failed attempt that goes along with any other fan that would like to jump the guardrail, and any stories of that will be welcome. Make sure as you go into the second half of the show, some of the media pushes, Jersey All Pro Wrestling. He's got a link that I got to take a look at. And I'm sure the dear hostess will have to say something about John Morrison, besides her usual 8 reasons. But before you get to that, you guys all know that this is the time you sell soap. So, gentlemen, if you'd like to take a couple minutes to sit back and relax, we're going to let some commercials run and we'll get right back to it.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net on the CLW83 Network.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW ROH and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
Williamsware is now a part of the CLW83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW83 Network merchandise. Go to williamsware.clw83.com, click the CLW83 Wear button, and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamsware.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW83 Network. Tune in and shop right now.
Roll the tape on this.
We have a great show for you tonight, as if I'd say otherwise.
It's actually going to be a very boring show this week. But wait!
I'll take entertaining answers for 800.
Well, with that said, we should actually end the show.
Boy, LeBron, what the heck were you thinking a year ago?
And the Facebook app interface is a really good way to keep yourself relevant and to even make a few bucks off of it if you can.
Yes, I Facebooked my Twitter and then got a restraining order thereafter.
Let's boogie tonight. I'm surprised you got away with this on YouTube.
Thanks for joining us, and until next time, stay sporty.
The CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
This is Ethan Muslin, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
I'll take entertaining answers for 800.
And we're back. And I think everybody's still here. Jason?
Yes.
Jim?
Morning.
Brian?
Pizza?
Where?
Over there!
Ooh. Nope, not getting up.
Understood.
Okay. Jason, I have some bad news from your side of the country.
Oh, really?
Mark your calendar for April the 14th.
Okay. What's that?
The final Jersey All-Pro Wrestling Show.
No shit! Really? Excuse my language. Really?
I don't know. I don't have all the details. Just a blurb about it. They're having their last show in Rahway. They haven't held any shows since they did a little team up with New Japan last summer.
Uh-huh.
So apparently something's gone down. I don't have any more information. Apparently because it didn't come from WrestleChat. Don't kill me.
No. Well, you know what? I will look at them. But wasn't Jersey All Pro in the movie The Wrestler, or at least one of the feds that was involved in The Wrestler?
I think they were one of them. Ring of Honor, of course, sticks out of my head because they were the ones who did the final match, and the fact that we got to catch a couple of Ring of Honor guys like Dempsey. Among some of the crowds of wrestlers we run into over the course of the movie. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jersey All-Pro was one of the ones that they used, because it was my understanding that they were probably one of the larger, if not the largest, non-TV fed on your neck of the woods.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's very sad because there's also another big fed in the East Coast called NWS, National Wrestling Superstars, which I'm involved with, or was involved with. Mm-hmm. It's a sad deal when any indie fed closes, especially something as big as a fed.
Yes,
Jersey All Pro, which, by the way, one of the big guys was a guy by the name of Jay Lethal.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like Machismo himself,
right?
Yeah, so,
and by the way, I'm looking at it is Wikipedia, but look at some of the people who have had this. Homicide had it in '99. Low Key, Slick Wagner Brown, Jay Lethal. Teddy Hart, the less said the better. The last person who had it was Brody Lee, and it was vacated in December 30th, 2011.
And apparently they have not held a show since. So this is apparently, it sounds like they're either having problems rounding up sponsorship or just getting enough guys to put together a card. But this is something we're going to have to keep an eye on, guys.
Absolutely.
There's the bit of news I was digging for. Evan Bourne, his 60-day thing wrapped up on the 17th, but we're still not going to see him. Thankfully, it's not because he's being released.
But
who was the sick and twisted individual who posted that picture?
I believe it was Tyler Brown. Let me check who posted. No, it was DJ who posted this.
Okay.
Cohort in crime, Mr. DJ Peckins.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a picture from Evan Bourne's Twitter feed where Evan Bourne posted a picture of a very gross broken foot. Ow. Yuck.
Human pincushion on the foot, kind of. Ugh.
Just a huge gaping wound near the arch and three or four pins. It almost looks like, you know, Bourne didn't explain how that happened. But I wonder if that's the same foot that he screwed up a couple of years ago. where he busted his heel.
Well, I mean, he never said if it was an in-ring thing or not, so for all we know, he could have pulled a Jabba Chamberlain. I'm sorry I had to say it.
No, it's okay. Yeah, Jabba, by the way, yeah, he was playing with his kid, dislocated his ankle. Don't know.
On a trampoline.
Well, it could be worse. It could be like that one baseball player who had to be put on the IR because he was playing being put on the IR because he was playing Guitar Hero too vigorously.
But no, we wish Evan well because we like seeing Evan when he's not higher than a kite. Do his thing in the ring.
Yeah.
Well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you fool me. Get fooled, we don't get fooled again. So.
As a great man once said, that marijuana make you lazy.
Yes. Makes you drag your feet. Yeah, but that's a nasty, nasty thing. If you really want to make the parents and the loved ones want to barf up their dinner or their next meal, show that picture of Evan's foot like a human pincushion. It's just a nasty looking thing. Poor guy.
So
all I'm gonna say, Rule 34.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Well.
No.
Now we're all gonna not want to eat for the next day or two. Okay.
All he said was on his Twitter, "I hate throw bad news, but I must. I was in an accident Monday and mangled my foot. Sorry." Play the comeback. I'm down, but I'm not out. And then he tweeted the picture.
He wasn't behind Cena, was he? No.
No.
So he
was in the Civic.
That's what I mean. No.
I'm sorry, Evan. I know you're not listening to this, but sorry. That was funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Noah Antwiller.
Ninja, please.
All right. Little Jimmy apologizes. Sorry.
And my apologies to Evan because that's just that really isn't very nice.
Not very nice, but hilarious is all get out.
Yes, exactly.
Because no one got hurt, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, because of the forget it. Len Berman strikes again.
Because it's not me.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. Yeah. I definitely should have taken off this week, shouldn't I? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I never did listen to this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see. John Cena did a recent audio interview for the Hot Clicks podcast for Sports Illustrated. And he had a rather interesting statement. And I'll go ahead and read this to you. And these are John Cena's words, and I quote, "This is me calling out the WWE locker room. I'm waiting for someone to be as good as The Rock. I disagree with the way he does business. I congratulate him on all his success. He's had a Hall of Fame resume in WWE. His movies have grossed over $1 billion worldwide. But if it was my career path, I would have done it differently. I disagree with some of the decisions he made. All that being gone and the total process he took to try to reinvent himself, I can show you magazine covers that say that The Rock is dead or ringside interviews where he said, I'll never go back to wrestling, just talking bad about the vehicle that got you to the dance, and then when the dust settles, wanting to come back." I agree with John Cena. It's that simple.
Well, you know, and I actually believe that a lot of what Cena and CM Punk's talking about what The Rock is absolutely 100% true. I really believe it. I really believe that Cena has some legitimate beef with him.
And so does Punk. And even if Punk has really had any real in-ring interaction with him, but you've got to understand the independent wrestler's mindset, which is, you know, pretty much where Punk's head may still be partially stuck. We don't care what you did 7 years ago. You haven't been here for 7 years. You come back in, we'll give you all the accolades you want, but if you want some respect, you either stick around or you at least, you know, you at least remember why you're here. When you come in, you shake hands, you say hello, you talk to people, you do your job. And Rock doesn't do that. And there's been plenty of stories to corroborate this. And this is just a rehash of the Austin example that really honked me off about Stone Cold for such a long time. And it's really starting to get to me when Rock's doing the exact same thing.
If I could chime in here, Nikki, it's like, you know, he's out for 7 years. He'll make a token appearance every once in a while. But if you remember when he made his appearance to reform Rock and Sock at WrestleMania 20, that was the last time we saw him at the WWE until he comes back to appear at Hall of Fame to induct his father and his grandfather.
Which he pulled the whole Hollywood bullshit at the Hall of Fame ceremonies. He came in, he didn't shake hands, he pretty much mugged the microphone for, what was it, 45 minutes?
Well, see, The Rock has figured out that the only reason why he got successful in the first place was because he was in wrestling. And
honestly, why don't we call him what he is, Dwayne Johnson? Because mm-hmm. this is a character he's playing up until April 1st, and if the rumors are true, next year as well, which we'll get to in a minute.
If not beforehand again.
But it's just a matter of, you know, when you're working in the indies, you know, we don't care what you do in other leagues. You know, what have you done for us?
What have you done for us lately? Exactly.
Yeah, and the WWE should be no different. While it is true that The Rock can nudge ratings and sell merchandise, that's wonderful. But you're not always there, and you're not always helping. And the joke has gone from, who have you beaten lately? Did you ever beat The Rock? To, hey, Rock, what have you done lately? Who have you put over? Are you putting anybody over while you're here?
Himself.
That doesn't count. He doesn't need it.
I know. You can make the case Zack Ryder off camera at MSG. No, not really. No.
That doesn't count.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm with you completely. I'm just playing, you know. Complete mm-hmm. a-hole. More and more I'm starting to see your side of it, Nikki. I really am. About how it's essentially like when Stone Cold comes back. Because ultimately, the fact of the matter remains, there's a one or two, if not more, deserving people who could be getting a WrestleMania paycheck, but won't be because The Rock's in there for this quote-unquote once-in-a-lifetime match, which could happen again at SummerSlam, again at 29. I mean,
thank you. That is my complaint. And, you know, my complaint can even stem back to WrestleMania 27, where he was out there and talked about absolutely nothing for 15 to 20 minutes, while Daniel Bryan and Sheamus had to do pre-show.
And they didn't get
a proper match. It was turned into a battle royal.
And that kind of treatment when it comes to talking and talking and talking, that's best reserved for TV, not for pay-per-views. People, especially the biggest pay-per-view of the year, when people are shelling out $70 for 4 hours of perceived professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it's not fair to the rest of the card. And, you know, I think that they're kind of making up for it since they decided to move Money in the Bank back for the whole Wade Barrett thing that we've touched on, now that they're setting up for Team Teddy versus Team Johnny. Now, when they first announced this, I was really excited about it. But as the teams are being put together, I don't really give a shit.
Because it comes off as filler to you.
Well, that and the fact that if you look at the scale of talent between the two teams...
Yeah.
You know, granted, this is, you know, just from a kayfabe perspective, Johnny's got the stronger team.
Mm-hmm.
everybody that he's got so far, if I remember correctly, because it's with the exception of their captain Otunga, we've got mm-hmm. Mark Henry, former world champion.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Ziggler, former pseudo world champion.
Uh-huh.
Swagger, former pseudo world champion.
Mm-hmm.
Is Christian on board for him?
Yes.
Former world champion. And they have one more to name. Teddy has Santino Marella, B belt champion. Kofi Kingston, B belt and tag belt champion. R-Truth, just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hornswoggle, who doesn't count, but will be a counter to Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah, he's the mascot.
He's the mascot and is going to run around waving that flag and probably irritate the hell out of the IWC. But Teddy's got three slots to fill. Timber. Runaway headset.
Down goes Jason.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I'm here.
All right.
Okay. But just the fact that Teddy's team is a fistful of B-carters. Yet Johnny's got former world champions.
Do you think they're setting it up in such a way that they're the underdogs, that they're going to be, you know...
David Goliath?
I think that they're probably going to go for that with the rumor that if Mysterio can go, he's going to end up on Team Teddy.
Right.
So, yeah.
Although here's what I'm hoping. If Teddy's team wins, I hope the first thing he does is come out on Monday night and fire Michael Cole.
That would be worth it. See, I'm just worried that Laurinaitis, in his own way, is so over that they're going to do everything they can to get rid of Teddy, which is a shame because face general manager is hard to play.
Mm-hmm. And he's played it well for how long now?
Going on 8 years. And I've never had a problem with Teddy.
Holla holla.
Nor have I had a problem with Laurinaitis.
Oh, I haven't. However, I don't think I can take him. I can take him for extended periods on both shows.
Mm.
I have a feeling that nothing is going to get resolved of this at Mania.
Are you potentially saying a no contest?
Unless it's elimination rules. Which is not what it sounds like. So far, it is being billed as a multi-man tag match.
Right.
Now, given with so many people, they're going to play fast and loose with the rules. But I think at some point, this is all going to get thrown out. Or it's going to get dusty finished on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I'm looking at it saying, you know, Johnny wins. You know, I don't like it being that predictable.
That's the vibe I'm getting, too, pretty much, no matter who they put on Team Teddy.
I would just, if they could get one or two actual champions on there, but...
Internet champions don't count, apparently. Okay.
Well, Zach's on board. Thank you. And Zach, while being a fan favorite, has pretty much set himself up to get screwed over by Eve... Now, wouldn't it be really cruel if they did something where Eve essentially lures Zack somewhere backstage at Mania with the promise of a little Deep South nookie or something like that? The door closes. he just gets the shit kicked out of him.
Followed by a Be a Star promo.
Yes, be a star. Be a porn star. No, honestly,
things I've said it a million times. You don't aspire to become a porno actress. You fall into porno.
Yeah. No. But all joking aside, I think you're absolutely 100% right. This angle is coming a mile away. That Eve's going to say, you know what? Before, I know I have a match tonight with Beth. But I love you, Zach. I want you. You know, let's stay in the locker room and do the, you know, practice our moves, so to speak.
Yes. In the immortal words of the late of the awesome Joe Bob Briggs, make the sign of the four-legged spouting walrus, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
and I
my
think
God.
You do.
You?
Yes.
Hey, the evil doc knows about practicing moves, so, you know.
Yes, that's true. What the hell is this?
And
this
points
what it
to
looks
the,
like.
And points to the tribute from Oksana and Teddy Long when Trish Stratus walks in on him.
Uh-huh. I love playing. That's right.
Exactly. But yeah, it's predictable. Yeah. And you know what? I don't care. And especially when Michael Cole goes orgasmic over Team Johnny and basically says the Team Teddy should be arrested, fired, thrown in jail, sued. Oh, you know.
These people are fools.
I'm not even going to bother.
Thank you.
It's just to the point, you know, and just for the record, Jason, I had better than half of SmackDown tonight muted because of him.
Yeah, okay.
Way to go, man.
So thank you, Hambone.
Yeah, and actually, it wasn't that great of a SmackDown anyway, right, to be honest. It really wasn't that good.
I am really kind of digging what they're doing with Daniel Bryan and AJ Lee, where you can tell that AJ is sort of creeped out and by the whole Daniel Bryan thing. You can see Daniel Bryan being really, really controlling.
And, well, she's also sitting there musing, but I'm not even his real girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes. I put it to you this way. While I like AJ, Mr. Bryan has done pretty well for himself.
As he's kind of gotten one arm around Bri, and I'm sure it's just a little bit for him to talk Nikki into joining him.
Yeah! Yeah! Most appropriate use of a Michael Cole soundbite ever.
Until I have a proper Daniel Bryan, yes, yes, yes.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I have one too, by the way.
Okay. So, oh yeah, the GM, our lovely GM had reminded me, and yes, this gives me some hope. Unfortunately, I don't have a timetable. John Morrison had spoken in a recent interview, probably after he shot a walk-on for a little thing for Weird Al Yankovic.
Ding.
Look it up. Seriously. Look it up.
It's on Funny or Die.
And if it's not there, go look it up on my Facebook because it was sent to me and I had a facepalm. Anyway, Jomo just commented that he had left WWE on very good terms and that the door is open for him to come back. He just needed the time to heal up, whether depending on the severity of his neck injury and probably a few other niggling things around his knees and his ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And just recharge. Now, the sooner he comes back, the better, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this, Jim. Jomo walks back onto the set of Raw. Where do we put him?
It's a great question. You can't put him at the top of the card, obviously. You got to put him midway in there. I think you have him feud for maybe the U.S. title or for the Intercontinental title or something. You put him mid card. That's the best you can do right now because that's, you know, I mean, that's where they've. I don't know. I mean, is he main event caliber? Absolutely, but they gave him the ball and they didn't like what they saw for some reason. Well, then again, the extracurricular stuff also. Speaking of which, quick sidebar, apparently Melena is going to be working in Lucha Libre USA, so the ultimate test on if he can come back to WWE is if he can avoid MTV2. So, yes.
Brian, you think it sounds like that they'll welcome him back. You think that they throw him right in with there's a couple people he could be feuding with right away.
He's a known talent, and the kids love him. And I think if he can keep his head on straight and stay away from, you know, Melina and all the others, and just focus on the wrestling, I think he could have a really good shot at, you know, staying in the Fed. I would put him into a feud with Cody Rhodes.
That'd be interesting.
Over that's a good one.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, to see who truly is Mas Macho.
That's Spanish for more macho.
Yes. So, and Jason, what you got any ideas?
I have two, actually. Cody Rhodes, you stole one, Cody Rhodes, but I have another one. Okay. Mr. Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Mr. Okay.
Dueling show-offs.
You give Morrison and Ziggler 20 minutes, and the IWC will have a collective pants wedding in a good way, if you know what I mean.
John Morrison versus Dolph Ziggler, and anything you can do, I can do better match. I'm there.
Yes, exactly. Who is the show off? You know, that sort of thing.
Anything you can do, I can do better. Exactly.
No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. Damn it, you can. Clothesline.
Pretty much.
Oh, speaking of which, there was an actual funny moment between on Sunday at the house show between Jack Swagger and Santino Marella. Jack Swagger did the, hold out the hand for the heel to shake, and Santino Marella was Bugs Bunny, and Swagger was the Crusher. and what happened was Santino was like, "Oh no, you don't do this." He goes, "You better cross yourself, and then I'll do it." So he crosses himself. And then Swagger says, "All right, I'll cross himself." He says, "All right, I shake your hand." He pulls away and then clotheslines him anyway. You know?
The Milan miracle works again.
Yes, but it was just too funny. But yeah, Morrison, I'm, you know what? Maybe SummerSlam, potentially.
Don't get my hopes up, but yeah, I would love to see him. The sooner he comes back, the better. Obviously, I'm not going to see him right after Mania. SummerSlam wouldn't be a bad time. Post Survivor Series, even depending on how long he wants to get himself back in order. Remember, he left in November.
Mm-hmm.
So,
really, has it only been 3 months?
It's only been 3.5 months.
Mm-hmm. It feels longer, honestly.
It does,
but that's how the wrestling business works. I mean, the wrestling business seems to accelerate time in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why. And Jason, I'm gonna have you talk about this because it pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are we talking about here?
You mentioned that WWE is already bandying about an idea of, once again.
Okay. This. One second here.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. There is a very, very, very strong rumor that the plan that they did on WrestleMania 27, the night after, to announce the main event for WrestleMania 28, has worked so well that they're going to do it again. That there are rumors that they are going to announce the main event of WrestleMania 29, and their rumor is that it may either be Rock Cena 2, that The Undertaker may be involved, or one Stone Cold Steve Austin in his first match back in 10 years in the Fed. I mean, his first full match since WrestleMania 19, I believe, was his last match, correct?
I believe so.
So,
yeah.
The question is, though, because I really don't think, and Nikki and I, you've discussed this, and Jim and you and I have discussed this,
mm-hmm.
that the build for WrestleMania 28 has really not been that good. I mean, look, Rock Cena, they could have promoted such an amazing match. And honestly, they haven't. The promotion has been really The promotion has really not been that good. No,
you're getting good promos for talk and whatnot. The Rock doing his thing, Cena doing his thing, and a give and take back and forth. But that's all it is. It doesn't fuel the storyline. It doesn't bring in you know, the interest. It's like, okay, this is fun. It doesn't build up to anything. It's just show to me.
Boring!
I swear to God, I'm going to take every one of the ponies out back. And
and take them to the glue factory.
Hey!
Whoa. What is going on here? No, taxidermy. But you know, folks.
Oi!
I'm kidding. It's a joke. Help control the pet population. Now, no, but I think you're right to a certain degree, Jason. I mean, this could have been a lot bigger and of a build leading up to it. And the last couple of weeks, let's be honest, it's kind of fallen flat. I mean, The Rock can only do so many of his 15 or 20 minute, I'm going to hashtag Kung Pao bitch ya promos. And Cena can only do his, you know, I am who I am, rise above hate, da 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 da. Dwayne, Rock, Dwayne, so many times.
Run over him, Rock.
Exactly. I mean, the most compelling thing, and they haven't really gone with it, is the true personal battleground between these two that stems from back at the Hall of Fame induction and the jabs on the Marine and all that kind of stuff. The real life inner blood. They haven't taken this. They could have easily broken the fourth wall that much more, and that would have been more compelling.
And I understand that Rock already had his movie schedule in place, and that that WWE unfortunately was going to have to work around that because they weren't going to pay the movie money that Rock's making. But there's only so much of us watching these two talk. Cena's kind of needed the break from wrestling. You notice he hasn't wrestled much in the last couple of months. That's probably a good thing. He needs to, you know, we joke that he's invincible, but we know he's not. But Rock should have been showing up more to just jump in on matches to show people that he hasn't lost a step. We don't know what he can do because it's arrive, rock bottom, leave.
The last time we saw any little signs of him showing anything was Survivor Series, plain and simple. And right. Even then, that was questionable.
And I think the question has already been put out there. How do you feud with the Titantron?
Simple. You come up with a shirt that says, I bring it via satellite. There. Win.
Right. But again, you know, we've got, you know, unfortunately, they've only got, you know, 2.5 months of material for a year-long feud. That doesn't work.
And that's why... This is a boneheaded idea. If they're going to announce the main event for 364 days in advance, because keep in mind, a hell of a lot can happen in a year's time. Somebody could get injured. God forbid, something worse could happen. I mean, it's a risky move, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it until I learn about the pay-per-view buy rates for this year's WrestleMania, which are going to be down from last year. I can almost guarantee it because what it's going up against. And, I mean, various things on TV. I mean, it's going up against, almost going up against the start of baseball season, which that was a great conundrum. Miami's the place to be between, WrestleMania and the start of the baseball season this year. And various other, you know, big ticket programming on TVs, a couple of country music award shows that are big gets this time of year and what have you. I mean, it's a boneheaded move as far as I'm concerned. There's no other way I can say it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want Brian to chime in on this. What do you think?
I wouldn't do it. And for the simple fact that you don't know what's going to happen between now and April of 2013. You don't know if a person's going to get injured. You don't know if they're going to be sent to jail for an extended period of time. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if this particular gambit has paid off. I can tell you personally, for me, April 1st can't come along soon enough because I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about this.
Thank you.
I am getting just sick. I mean, that whole... I watched the roundtable they did a few days ago about the celebrities. And they spent an extended portion talking about the Rock Cena match.
Why?
Putting it over like it's the next coming of, yeah, exactly.
Well, calling it like, you know, once in a lifetime, like it's Hollywood it won't versus be. Wrestling and everything. And
when it won't be ultimately, probably.
No, I mean, there's going to be a rematch. There is going to be a rematch. Folks, mark your calendar. There will be a rematch.
Let's see.
Then it'll be the once in a lifetime rematch. Hey!
And also, you put it this way. You mean you won't want to watch The Rock Cena once in a lifetime over the 11 NBC networks that it's going to be on over the next week?
I'm going to catch the first broadcast because that way, once they edit the heck out of it, you know.
I would like to see what Bravo would do with the match, though. That could be fun.
Oh.
Bring in the Clear Eye guys to redesign The Rock's ring attire? Or
is Tim Gunn comes out of nowhere. Oh, wait, that show's not on Bravo anymore. Never mind. Uh-huh. Make it work.
Now, I am going to be buying WrestleMania because I think the card looks good on paper. And you're going to get Jericho Punk. You're guaranteed at least one awesome match. And I think Triple H versus Undertaker will just be a brawl like we ain't never seen before.
And I think they're, you know, unfortunately, they're running a little too late on trying to salvage all the hype for this. There's talk that Piper wanted to do a Piper's Pit before Mania with Rock and Cena. I don't know if that's going to happen. It'd help.
They would want to promote it in advance, and they haven't, so I would venture to guess no.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
Although, from what we're being told, this Raw, they're going to actually come to blows, the two of them.
Well, yeah, this is what sucks. We've had an entire year of this, and this is the first time they really are going to get their hands on each other. I'm going to steal a catchphrase for a minute. Really? Really? Really?
Riley.
Randy.
Riley.
Mm-hmm. Randy.
Jimmy!
Where's my WrestleMania match?
What do you want? I want to see a little Jimmy take on Hornswoggle. That's all I want. You know.
Well, no, I mean, you're right. I mean, the funny thing is they did have gold with this, but this year-long plan, I honestly think, has backfired. I mean, we have had Cena and, for example, Jericho, you know, do media appearances all over the place over the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Cena was on The Chew, God help us all, to make steak. Okay.
I've got to say something else. And Jim, you'll appreciate this. One of the other dishes that John Cena prepared included spinach.
Da 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 da. I saw that. Yeah.
Thank you. I thought I was the only one who got that.
Yeah. I actually watched the segment. It was facepalm worthy.
Jericho was on Jimmy Fallon, and Ace Attorney David Otunga was on Mr. Seidelman's favorite show, Wendy Williams.
How you doing? Oh, speaking of which, apparently David Otunga is going to be around for another year because his wife will not be singing America the Beautiful at WrestleMania. I'm convinced after they sign her to do it, he'll be cut the next week. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
No, they're going to, I believe Lillian's getting the honor this year. Yes,
she is, with the National Guard backing her play. Hopefully she can remember the words.
Hey. I've never heard her flub the national anthem.
Well, America the Beautiful, the national anthem is not. Now, thank you. I wish it was the national anthem. God, I'm turning into Ted Turner. What's wrong with me? Now I'll buy a wrestling company.
No, but let me just ask you something. This next week is going to be the big media build, right?
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Press conferences and more television hits and what have you, sure.
Yes, they finally get their 15 minutes of fame in the media mainstream, because WrestleMania is the only thing that can do it.
Maria Menounos be damned.
Which reminds me, gentlemen, as you know, we'll be doing our usual episode next Friday. But I'm going to need to gather a handful of people on Sunday.
You can count me in.
Ah, yes.
For our WrestleMania pick'ems.
What time are you doing them?
Unlike last year, I will not be at Mania. I had to pick the Mania to attend that, quite frankly, was a disappointment.
But at least you got to meet Scott Stanford, so you got that on.
I got to meet Scott Stanford. I got to meet Jimmy Hart.
There you go. But
Scott Stanford, by the way, I hate to interrupt, but
go ahead.
One of the coolest guys ever want to meet. One of the nicest guys behind the scenes. Was so cool. And why can't you give him a major commentary spot? Why?
Why can't we get him on the show, Jason? I'm kidding. We're working on it.
Well, I am working on it.
Why can't we get him and Matt Stryker to do commentary together?
Yes. Well, then yes, the IWC will explode.
Yes. Next week is, the Chief High Muckety Muck realizes that they're taping some SmackDown matches the same night in Atlanta because of all the access stuff.
Right.
Hence,
we might see one of those SmackDown shows where, Access is the hub and they show the matches. You never know.
So, I'm not expecting a whole lot from next Friday's SmackDown.
Right. But you're expecting a lot from us. We've got the show that is recorded over the weekend, and then we're doing the show Sunday via new means.
Yes, and I will get back with everybody with a time, and this will be properly advertised because I would like to have a pretty good chunk of people in for pick'ems.
I will try to. I have games to announce that day. I'll run it close.
Okay, because I've got to figure out. Let's see. So WrestleMania is starting at 6 o'clock my time. Then we'll probably do. I think we're going to be meet. We'll probably be meeting either around 4:30 or 5 o'clock Central Time, and hopefully we'll be able to do it live.
F it.
And the best way I can do this is my professional broadcasting instincts will tell me, stay with CLW83.com for the latest information. We'll have it on the main page.
Absolutely. So, gentlemen, I think we've done enough damage for one night.
I've done enough damage for nine nights. All right.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Nikki, play that Rainbow Dash clip again.
I'm going to kick your ass. No.
She's going to do it, too.
Of course she is, because just to spite me. So, this is a person, by the way. She has like an Urkel-esque laugh going there, but anyway. Kind of makes sense when you think about it. As played by the person who has an avatar on one of her accounts of Rarity giving the Boston Crab to Applejack.
Let's see.
I think that's what that is. It doesn't look like code, so
Can't hear you. Oh, I'm asleep.
Yes, you are. You're tapped out. We know. Yes.
And I think we're all kind of tapped out.
So good night, everybody.
So let's box this up before I drive Jim any crazier.
It doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I have a button for that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
I
don't.
Do.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do.
Oh, just kidding.
Boy, do I.
Kids, if you don't stop arguing, I'm going to turn this podcast around.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Yes. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sure. All right. Let's get out of here, guys. See everybody next week. We'll be right back.
For more information about this podcast and all of our other podcasts, please visit our website at clwa3.com. Any questions or comments? Please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Tune in.